We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And the Texans have not fared well against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. We're going to try to answer the question, will Sunday be different? Clint, I know that that you love the stats that Landry Locker came up with. I dug into them, and I loved them, too. Shout out to Landry Locker. Got to copyright him. These stats come from his beautiful mind. Since 2014, or in the Bill O'Brien era, the Texans are 1-10 against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, 0-3 against Brady, 0-2 against Ben, 0-2 against Eli, 0-1 against Rivers, 0-1 against Rodgers, and 1-1 against Drew Brees.
Yeah, look, and there's a couple other pretty good ones in there that if you wanted to blow that, you want to inflate that stat a little bit, I think you could. But, I mean, what I loved about it is when I'm hearing Landry and Lopez talk about it today, I saw Landry's tweet last night, I'm thinking, this is exactly what we've been talking about for a week now. This is exactly why situational football and clock management and adjustments are so important, because the guys that do it well win football games. The guy, like when you talk about quarterback play, we talk about Deshaun Watson's development. You're going to see a quarterback in Phillip Rivers this week that is exact, like to me, this is the guy that Deshaun Watson should be watching film on. Because when it's a four-man rush and they play zone, him and the receivers understand, get to the zone, take the shortest, the path of least resistance, get to that zone, give me your eyes, I'm going to give you the ball. Okay? Now, when it's man-to-man and they're not bringing pressure, let's say it's man-to-man free with a robber in the middle of the field, his receivers understand, avoid contact, get your eyes around, the ball's coming out, right? And then when they're getting heated up, they understand it's coming out quicker. And Phillip Rivers understands, catch it and get rid of it. So he's countering your punches every time you throw them at him, and he doesn't hardly miss. And now, they're not very talented. They're not as good up front. They're not good enough up front, especially against the Texans, to let him just hold the ball. But he understands that, and so he anticipates well. I'm getting into my breakdown with Phillip Rivers. I'm not meaning to, but it's one of those things where what he does is exactly what Deshaun Watson needs to be watching. What these veteran quarterbacks do is stay out of second and 10, third and 10, and they stay in third and short. They take advantage of your when you give them one extra possession at the end of the first half with 40 seconds and two timeouts, your ass pays for it, you know.
Yeah.
against those kind of quarterbacks. And so these veteran quarterbacks that you talk about, they got all different talent levels, they got all different strengths and weaknesses, but when you look at them, they play the game efficiently, and it allows they allow their team to take advantage of others' mistakes, and that in itself will separate you in this league if you do it. If they're blitzing you and they're going to leave Fuller matched up on their number three corner like Jacksonville, make them pay. The greats make them pay. Instead of holding it and taking a sack when you're trying to force it down the field to somebody, make them pay. And so to me, that there's the significance of that stat, of that record, is that those guys make you pay for situational mismanagement, clock mismanagement, not being able to adjust, quarterback's mistakes, couple of turnovers. They make you pay, and they make you pay big in a big way. And Bill O'Brien has not – now, whether it's his game-time decisions or it's the fact that, truth be told, a lot of that, I heard Lopez said earlier, a lot of those losses came when Deshaun wasn't quarterbacking, right? So whether it's the not having the quarterback, not developing Deshaun, or maybe just Deshaun's not ready for that yet, or the actual – clock mismanagement stuff on the sideline, those are reasons why that record exists, and they've got to improve upon those things before they can get W's versus great quarterbacks like that.
It's interesting that you bring up the John Lopez part about, because I had the same thought. When I was going through my prep for the show, you gave me these great Landry Locker stats, and I was like, all right, well, I mean, it's a good stat because it's the Bill O'Brien era, but obviously Deshaun hasn't been the QB that entire time, so I went digging. And Deshaun Watson is 0-1 against Drew Brees, 0-1 against Eli Manning and 0-2 against Tom Brady. So the one win that Bill O'Brien got against a Hall of Fame coach, happens to be Drew Brees, was not with Deshaun Watson. Now, I don't have any hot sauce on that. I don't even really have a read into it, but I dug into that, and Deshaun Watson is 0-4 against Brady, Brees, and Eli. He'll get his first crack against Phillip Rivers this week. So to John Lopez's point, this doesn't all go on Deshaun. It's a lot of Bill O'Brien's stat, but Clint, it takes me back to the end of the first half. We obviously talked a ton about the mismanagement of the clock and not using timeouts by Bill O'Brien. He said that they needed to be playing quicker and essentially that his quarterback needed to have better awareness in those situations. Let's fast forward to Sunday. Let's say the same thing is happening. Is Deshaun Watson going to bang a timeout to get them where they need to be, or is O'Brien going to take that timeout to get Watson where he needs to be?
I don't care. It doesn't matter. You know, I mean, if I'm Deshaun, I think that I hear that, not criticism, but I hear the coaching point of I got to execute quicker, particularly between plays. And I hear and I've watched film, and if he hasn't received the coaching points of executing quicker and being aware of the clock, and if you think that there's a need for a timeout, take complete command of the offense and take the timeout. You know, you hope that's Deshaun's response to last week's game. I don't care. I'm not one to sit around and talk about whose fault something is. I don't care why it didn't get done. If I'm Deshaun Watson, I don't either. I'm just sitting there going, okay, here's the situation. Is we damn near lost a game, and we could have separated ourselves multiple times throughout had we done X, Y, and Z. And so what I'm going to do is, as the quarterback, I'm going to take command, and I'm going to handle X and Y. Coach got Z. That's a coach thing. But X and Y are mine, and I'm going to get better with it. And so there's no doubt that that's one thing I love about Deshaun Watson, though, is Deshaun Watson will learn from last week, period. There is absolutely zero doubt in my mind that Deshaun Watson learns from last week and will be a better quarterback this week than he was last versus Jacksonville.
Well, but that takes me to Bill O'Brien, right, in terms of the clock mismanagement issues that have been a consistent theme. And I do want to say in Bill O'Brien's, not defense, but I just want to add this in. There are a lot of coaches in the NFL who consistently get called out by the media and fan bases in their cities for bad clock management. Bill O'Brien is not the only guy, okay? But Bill O'Brien, see, and I agree with you because Deshaun Watson seems like a guy, he's still developing. He's still on his way up. He's still adding tools to the tool belt, and this is one of those tools, clock management late in the half and late in the game. But Bill O'Brien, he's been here since 2014. It doesn't look like there's any changes coming to the way he manages a game. So whereas you think that Deshaun, and I think Deshaun is going to improve that and file that in the back of his brain, do you have the same trust in B.O.B.?
You know, we don't have a reason to have a trust in B.O.B. at this point. Like I said, it's happened multiple times since 2014, which I'm sure it has for every team. And this week was a little bit more blatant, I think, of a mistake than the others. But, you know, when I look at it again, my concern comes from the inability to take the podium in a press conference situation, post game presser, and say, "Hey, I screwed up." We just heard Dana Holgerson go up there and say, "Hey, look, you can bang me for adjustments, you can bang me for game plan, you can bang me for that is a coach going, "I didn't have my team ready to play, and you can blame it on me for X, Y." You know, those are the kind of things you go, okay. If I'm a U of H fan, I don't like the fact that we lost, but we got a coach that went up there and went to bat. And he was swinging when he got to the plate. And so, you know, I think that's the concern, again, for Bill O'Brien is just the inability to go to the presser and just say, "Hey, I dropped the ball." To answer your question, I do not at this point have confidence and not that it won't happen. I just don't have confidence in anything that I've seen that tells me it's going to get better, other than Deshaun Watson in his entire career in college. And since he's been here, he's been all gas and no break. That's just how he plays. That's what's natural to him. If you just wind him up and let him go, it's all gas, no break. And so I do believe he's a guy that he's not going to beat his head against the wall for 10 years. You know, he's getting into this thing and he goes, "Okay, I got to adjust this, I got to adjust that." And he will make adjustments, and the Texans will continue to improve because of Deshaun Watson taking snaps and his development. They could improve, instantly if Bill O'Brien, handles situations a little bit better moving forward.
So it's Clint, it's Kamla. We're at Little Woodrow's in the Heights, and we're talking about the obviously the Texans and Chargers matchup. You're going to hear it here right around 3 o'clock Central. Me and Seth Payne will have the pregame show starting at noon. Clint and Sean Pendergast will have the postgame show right here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610. And if you're, you know, we're talking about Landry Locker put on a great stat last night in the BOB area. The Texans are 1-10 against future Hall of Fame quarterbacks. Some of you may be being, Phillip Rivers is a future Hall of Fame quarterback? Let me just give you these numbers so it makes some sense. 55,282 passing yards, eighth all time. 377 touchdown passes, sixth all time. Even without a ring, Clint, this guy is an obvious Hall of Famer.
Yeah, and I think you're going to look back at his career, and he's done a lot more with less than most guys. You know, most guys.
Such a good call.
Yeah, I mean, so it's. I think if you polled in other NFLers, he's a lock. You know, it's a no-brainer. I think people around the league absolutely respect the hell out of Phillip Rivers and what he's done in San Diego. It's just it's rare that guys stay in one place this long. And he's done it and done it in a big way. And like I said, he's done more with less. I mean, watch him play. I just watched the film, man, and I'm telling you, if he weren't the quarterback in San Diego, it would be tough sled because they're not very good up front. He plays an unbelievably efficient style of ball. And he throws so many balls on time and even early that, you know, we saw 180 of it last night. If you watch Mariota last night, it's clear to the naked eye. Whether you ever played quarterback or not, it's clear that that he is confused. He does not have a plan when he catches the snap. He's holding it. He has no idea whether to push up in the pocket. But he has no feel. I mean, so Phillip Rivers is the exact opposite. He is in complete control of every single situation. And truth be told, I'll be honest with you, I've never broken down Phillip Rivers the way I have this year. I've never watched his film other than when he was the opponent.
Have you gained more respect for him
yes.
through doing that?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, I still lean heavy on, I just don't think he's the guy or the kind of guy that gets in the huddle and guys will take a bullet for him in the huddle and he can go win. He'll take this. He makes guys play above their level, I guess. I always put him and Cutler and Romo all in the same sentence of great talents, huge numbers, but for whatever reason could never get their team over the hump. But yes, when I watch his game film, you're like, damn, you talk about a guy carrying a load. We talked about MVPs yesterday in baseball, talking about Bregman. You talk about MVPs, I'm gonna tell you, man, I don't know that they're after watching the film this week on San Diego, on the LA Chargers, I do not know that I've seen a more MVP caliber player than Phillip Rivers.
And are you saying in that you see if their backup quarterback is Tyrod Taylor, who's decent, he can play ball, but you're saying you see a 5-11 team if they don't have Phillip Rivers?
Absolutely. They don't move the ball nearly as well. Their receivers aren't near as productive. What he allows them to do formationally and motions and shifts and things like that pre-snap is a big time advantage, and they empty the tank when I'm talking about formations and moving Eckler around. I mean, it's just one of those things where you go, but boy, without the right guy taking snaps, and it's not a talent deal because this is a bold statement, but arm talent wise, Phillip Rivers is not in the top. He's in the bottom third of quarterbacks arm talent wise. And that it may even be in the bottom quarter.
Watch it. There's going to be a troll out there in San Diego. I mean, L.A. Coming to get you on Twitter.
Well, that's
Clint.
Fine. That's fine.
Coming to get you, Clint.
When you watch him throw it, I go, I don't know how he just made. There's five throws, and I don't know how that game was 13-10. Right, the
13-10 against Detroit. They lost up there last
both
week.
Both of those quarterbacks. I mean, the offense has moved up and down. Each quarterback threw for 200 plus, but they turned the football over. But nonetheless, there's four or five throws, and you go, how in the hell is that action making that throw? Like how does he throw it 40 yards downfield on a button? I mean, just with that action. So, he'll blow your mind. And people that don't know the quarterback position will just sit around and look at the stats and go, you don't know what the hell you're talking about. But I'm telling you, if you know mechanics and you watch this guy throw, it blows your mind what he's been able to do.
It's a huge challenge for the Houston Texans on Sunday with Philip Rivers and the Chargers hosting them in Carson, California at a stadium. And our great program director, Armin Williams, he's the mastermind behind a lot of the imaging that you hear on the air here. And I heard one coming in, Clint, about – you know, snickering like, this is an MLS stadium and the Texans are rolling through.
Right,
you know, that kind
absolutely.
Of thing. I was just howling, man, because one of the LA MLS teams plays here. It's about 25,000 people. I've heard the turf is kind of weird out there, but it's probably going to be half Texans fans and half Chargers fans because apparently a bunch of Texans fans are heading out to LA. Why not, man? Palm trees, the beach, beautiful women everywhere.
I don't know
why. Get a little football on Sunday. And I think it's going to be a win. A couple of keys for me in this, Clint, is Philip Rivers and Deshaun Watson battle wits and battle with their arms as well. I think it's going to come down to one turnover. I think it's going to come down to a turnover that Deshaun Watson does not make and a turnover that Philip Rivers made. He had an interception last week. Darius Slay, one of the best in the biz, got him with just over a minute to go, and that's why they lost 13-10. And I'm not going to like portray the same script, but I think somewhere along the line, Philip Rivers will break an egg. It'll be J.J.O., it'll be Roby, it'll be one of these dudes picking it off, and I think that's going to be the difference in a very close game.
Yeah, turnovers are always a difference now. Turnovers are always a difference, and we're going to dig into the offense and the defense up in San Diego for you guys and moving forward. And so I don't want to empty the tank right now, even though I already have on Philip Rivers. We'll revisit it, but yeah, look, there's no doubt, man, that this is a game where a couple of turnovers, which he'll throw one to you now. Philip Rivers will throw one to you.
That's what I'm saying.
If you play a good game, you'll be able to separate yourself by winning the turnover battle quickly.
And no left tackle, Russell Okung for the L.A. Chargers. That could be a big piece of this game. I did some digging, Clint, on their backup left tackle. His name is Trent Scott. He is an undrafted second-year player out of Grambling State. And he's the starting left tackle for the L.A. Chargers. Come on, man. Whitney Mercilus should eat on Sunday.
I don't matter who starts up front for me. I mean, Philip Rivers is the catalyst. He understands that. He moves well. He navigates the pocket well. He'll overcome that for the most part unless he's just incapable of making it happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.